Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the MSU Board of Trustees, the President, the Provost, the Vice President for Research and Graduate Studies, and other distinguished members of the Platform Party. Ladies and gentlemen, Acting Provost of Michigan State University, Dr. June Pierce Hewitt.
You understand why I didn't recognize that introduction, right? Well, good afternoon. I am delighted to welcome all of you to the annual awards convocation. Without question, this is one of the most important events that we share as a university community. It is a time when we come together to affirm the essence of the university by celebrating learned and learning. We take great pride in the accomplishments of our honorees for their outstanding contributions in research, scholarship, teaching, outreach and engagement, community-based partnerships, and institutional leadership. Our honorees today make uncommon contributions to students, to the bodies of knowledge which they are most involved, and to our communities in Michigan and around the globe. This date is a significant benchmark in the professional and personal lives of our honorees. Similarly, it is important to Michigan State University as we acknowledge pride today in the achievements of these individuals. Now it is my great pleasure to ask the Honorable Joel Ferguson, Chairman of the MSU Board of Trustees, to come forward to introduce our president. Mr. Ferguson.
Thank you, Dr. Hewitt. On behalf of the Michigan State University Board of Trustees, I would like to tell you how pleased I am to join you this afternoon. Each year, we gather to honor our best and to celebrate their achievements. Also at this time, we review the university's progress and renew our commitment to move forward. We reflect on our accomplishments and prepare for the future. We honor our traditions, continuing our activities in Michigan and throughout the country. But we also look to the future and expand our achievements around the globe. To the honorees, we who celebrate you today greatly appreciate your accomplishments and contributions. You present the extraordinary quality identified with this great university. We on the Board of Trustees also take great pride in leadership of Michigan State University. President Simon continues to hold her vision for the university. She remains courageous in facing challenges, and she continues to emphasize Michigan State University's national and international leadership role in our commitment to making a difference in Michigan and the world. It is with great pride and pleasure I introduce to you Luanna Kinsey Simon, the 20th president of Michigan State University.
Thank you very much. Join in congratulating the faculty, staff, graduate students, and our community partners for the great work they've done. The work of our faculty and staff really inspire us every day as a part of Team MSU. Today is actually the Founders Day, February 12th, for Michigan State University, a day to celebrate the powerful vision that represented by the Morrill Act. This is a sesquicentennial of the Morrill Act, and lots has been said about its role in powering the prosperity for America and being a model for higher education around the globe. So in our centennial in 1955, we were heralded as an institution that would expand intellectual, demographic, and geographic reach of Michigan State, best still on these land-grant values and this pioneering spirit. On the occasion of the sesquicentennial, I heralded the accomplishments of Michigan State and our responsibility to be a great university for the 21st century, built on passion and excellence and the extension of our land-grant legacy into a dynamic, global, world-class destiny. A destiny that recognized the gale force winds that were buffeting higher education, a destiny that demanded passion, determination, and innovation, a destiny that kept Michigan State among the top universities in the world, a destiny that required the courage to be at the forefront of the next transformation of higher education. The strategic vision and our fundamental values were framed in boldness by design. Our collective work was organized under five imperatives to enhance the student experience, enrich community, economic, and family life, expand our research opportunities, and strengthen stewardship. The real work, the implementation plans, were identified through extensive dialogue with the university and through the normal, usual planning processes. Metrics were identified and our progress was measured. Accomplishments have been celebrated. I hope you followed our collective accomplishments by visiting our online news site, MSU Today. And I hope you share MSU stories with your peers at other institutions, family and friends, because that's a big part of the way we tell our story. We all do it. You also can see Team MSU in action in this year's President's Report, which is unfolding now online. You'll find the link to Spartans Will 360 on the homepage, msu.edu. So I won't spend a lot of time going over all that. I just encourage you to pay attention every day to those accomplishments and feel great pride in them. But when the financial circumstance of the state worsened and the recession hit, we took the basic aspirations and framework of boldness by design and overlaid the need to address the large loss of our purchasing power and the research and extension. Under the rubric of shaping the future, the university stepped up to the challenges of pushing big ideas like the neighborhood concept, FRIB, the art museum, sustainability. We worked to enhance the quality, increasing productivity through innovation and classic cost containment, and making tough decisions to eliminate programs and activities that were important to too many of our constituents. With the leadership and active engagement of Team MSU, we've made progress in many, many areas. We've emerged from the worst sustained economic challenge in our history. To find the winds continue to blow, we work on 1991 actual dollars per student from the state of Michigan as an example. But more important, we find a landscape that's fundamentally changed. Many have written about the aspects of the new reality of higher education, from technology to state funding to competition globally. So we must approach this morph landscape with the same big vision, values, and passion, creativity, and determination that's marked our founding, our centennial, and our sesquicentennial. Therefore, we spent the last few months in a variety of conversations about how to strengthen our vision, our values, and our framework. The conversations that have reinforced that we must simply be bolder. We must build on strategic vision, values, and framework that was a foundation for boldness by design and shaping the future. We must keep the five imperatives, the framework for university-wide initiatives and unit-level ideas. We must continue to use metrics and be very evidence-based in our approaches. And we heard more the need to be explicitly strengthening the aspects of the MSU culture, our organizational environment, that facilitates our successes, our global distinctiveness and distinctions, at the same time enhancing big ideas and calculated and prudent risk-taking. So we've added a sixth initiative to Boulder. We must advance a culture of high performance. We must want to explore what it takes to be a model high-performance institution, one that makes magic, because if we have the discipline to do what it takes to offer high-impact and high-value results, experiences, and services internally to each other and externally to all that we touch. Boulder leverages our capacity to navigate this new landscape, enhancing our position among the world's top 100 universities. We heard that we need to find ways to communicate, not simply metrics or accomplishments, but how individual actions connect to overarching goals within and across the imperatives. We needed to be guided by audacious, long-range planning goals that required persistent steps and a few big leaps. Therefore, we've included the concept of headlines to help communicate these big ideas. Over the rest of the semester, we'll continue to have the dialogue with various groups and the usual planning process about what it means for all of us to contribute, each in our own way, to achieving these big ideas. To dispel the myth that this is simply business as usual or incrementalism without urgency, let me share with you some of those headlines that will guide our work. Imagine MSU in the next 5 to 7 years. We'll be the model for interdisciplinary experiential learning and research in Davis that separates us from all the other institutions globally by giving students and our faculty relevant experiences, but at the same time being sure that they're prepared for tomorrow. An undergraduate education that blends the best of the traditional campus with the power of technology to educate a widely sought-after global citizen scholar. New models for academic and college support that services that close the persistent success gap, not simply at Michigan State, but elsewhere. Not simply to make incremental progress, but generally try to close that gap using things like the neighborhood, the way in which you want to engage all of our students actively in our community. A graduate education not only grows the number of ranked programs, but leads to offering interdisciplinary and global experiences, while reducing the time to degree and doubling the number of underrepresented students in graduating from our programs. An innovation leader in graduate education, expanding the graduate school's partnership with programs and colleges, boosting parallel mentoring by faculty for academic and career development. The healthiest campus for students and faculty and staff, addressing such issues as obesity, nutrition, lifestyle choices regarding alcohol, drugs, smoking, and fitness. MSU being a model for a truly global university, redefining what it means to study abroad, to learn and work abroad, enriching the way in which we do that through research partnerships, internships, and community engagement. Building a network of international research universities that strengthen collaboration and really lower the work and the cost of doing international research. A leader in new technology to grow connections across the globe. MSU as a leader in cutting-edge research behind annual external funding of $750 million, hiking our support by $250 million, which is half again today's total. At the same time, doubling our publications and citations and other national and international awards. Exploring not just the frontiers of plant science, but the frontiers of the brain. Growing our pipeline of intellectual property and relations with investors to nurture a regional entrepreneurial ecosystem. Moving the needle on global challenges for humankind, food, water, energy, all those vexing problems. Aligning our strengths to lead major university initiatives for the support of interdisciplinary research teams needed to do all of these kinds of things. A model for cutting-edge scholarship, leaders in outreach and engagement, tracking the world's most vexing problems, and aligning projects intellectually and geographically for better input. The model of 21st Century Extension, transforming rural and urban communities with initiatives focused on community-defined problems in a global world. MSU would be recognized as a leader of sustainability in theory and practice, broadening the scope of environmental stewardship to address our grand challenges, but doing this in a cost-effective way so we don't. A successful capital campaign to truly make this a financially sustainable institution, moving us among our peers in external support and closing the gap for support for scholarships, endowments, professorships, and the things that are so critical for our future. An institution that provides value for investment. We would be viewed as one of the best values in any kind of higher education system, not simply in Michigan or the United States, but in the world. MSU would be one of the best places to work. Our culture creates magic every day. Magic for each other, magic for our stakeholders and our students, magic in the way in which we explore the boundaries of scholarship, magic in the way we deal with one another to make our dreams even bigger. We recognize that Boulder is an amalgamation of ideas of many people, creative, passionate people who are dedicated to Michigan State University and dedicated to the professions and disciplines. These are people who believe that we must take full advantage of the changing winds and landscape of global higher education to enhance our excellence, our relevance, and our value. There are big goals and big dreams, but dreams are made for people like Spartans who share a sense of purpose and of special bond. To be a Spartan is to be a part of something big. Spartans are determined and passionate about our mission. Beyond resilient, if we should fall, we strive to rebound an even higher plane, an even higher level. There are more than 500,000 Spartans that work today on every continent, rising to practically every challenge imaginable. And you, our faculty and staff, are the backbone of this great university. We're here to serve our students and our society. So it's up to all of us to build a university of excellence others around the world would want to emulate. Not just in 7 years, but in 150. We'll rise to this challenge. We are Michigan State Universities because Spartans will. Thank you for joining us today, and we're now recognizing some of the people who exemplify the high-performing culture that is Michigan State University's legacy and its destiny. Thanks very much.
Thank you, President Simon. Michigan State University certainly continues to benefit from your leadership. The accomplishments that you've cited today illustrate the excellence of our academic community and certainly what we've done, but the challenges you've laid out now encourage us to move forward and to think about our future and the place of each of us in that future. Before we proceed to the awards presentation, I'd like to contribute, or I'd like to acknowledge those who are contributing their time and talents to this event today. Janet Juras and Donna Leahy of the Resource Center for Persons with Disabilities are interpreting for the deaf, and we greatly appreciate their service at this event. As Dr. Simon described our goals for the next capital campaign, we're cognizant that private support of higher education provides the margin for excellence. We're grateful to the generosity of our many alumni and donors, including those who fund the awards presented here this afternoon. Our alumni and donors also contribute their service and talents, and they're among the best advocates for Michigan State University. I'd like now to acknowledge Vice President Robert Groves, University Advancement, and his staff for their tireless efforts with MSU alumni and donors. Vice President Groves, please stand. We'll now introduce the Distinguished Faculty Award honorees. This award recognizes comprehensive and sustained excellence in the components of the MSU mission: teaching, research, outreach, and engagement. Great scholarly distinction, excellent instruction, and exceptional outreach and engagement in a variety of forms and activities. They're truly deserving of the highest honor Michigan State University can confer on its senior faculty. My colleague, Dr. Stephen Hsu, Vice President of Research and Graduate Studies, will now introduce the faculty members we recognize today as the Distinguished Faculty Award recipients, while President Simon presents a certificate and a $3,000 stipend. Vice President Hsu and President Simon.
Gives me great pleasure to introduce these 10 faculty members. Please come forward as your name is read. Johannes M. Bauer. Telecommunication, Information Studies and Media, College of Communication Arts and Sciences. Dr. Bauer is a world-leading scholar in telecommunications policy. He has applied economic theory to analyze how malware evolves, and which has led to new internet security approaches. He is sought by institutions such as the FCC and the UN. A Harvard scholar describes him as one of the most distinctive and influential scholars in telecommunications policy in the world today. One of his class assignments required students to prepare entries for Wikipedia on communications policy issues for a multi-university initiative sponsored by the Wikimedia Foundation. The MSU contribution was ranked the strongest in the country. With this award, we are proud to recognize Dr. Bauer's important contributions to research and teaching, as well as excellent service to his discipline. David J. Close, Supply Chain Management, Eli Broad College of Business. Dr. Close's research is on supply chain security, sustainability, and risk management. He uses computer models and information systems, which in turn provide location analysis, inventory management, forecasting, and routing. So notable are his contributions that he was invited to the White House for a roundtable with other supply chain experts. He is co-author of a leading text translated into 10 languages. He has been a leader in the creation and design of supply chain management as an academic discipline, and the supply chain management logistics programs being ranked first or second in the nation. He was involved in developing S-Code, a PC-based tool for students and business executives to design and operate a global supply chain in a simulated environment. For his contributions to his field and its advancement as an academic discipline, Dr. Close is highly deserving of this award. Landis. Entomology, College of Agriculture and Natural Resources. Dr. Landis has more than 20 years. An avid outdoorsman, he is passionate about the natural world. He researches the interactions of insects with the landscape and the application to ecologically based. He's found that increased land use for corn, often for biofuels, produces insect predators, increasing the need for chemicals. He seeks to create biodiverse and productive agricultural landscapes. For a rare combination of scientific depth, breadth, and leadership, and experience in solving environmental problems, and his place as a world leader in the integration of managed and natural landscapes, Dr. Landis is a most deserving award recipient. Dennis J. Miller, Chemical Engineering and Materials Sciences, College of Engineering. Green Chemistry and Catalysis. He is a pioneer in renewable biomass feedstocks, or raw materials, to make chemicals and fuels traditionally obtained from petroleum. He has established a world-class facility, and his work in producing bio-based chemicals using environmentally friendly catalysis has companies such as Dow and Cargill, national labs such as Argonne, and crop-producing groups working with him. He has more than 20 patents and 4 technologies licensed to corporate partners or organizations for commercialization. A great teacher, he has won the college's Withrow Teaching Award 5 times and the MSU Teacher Scholar Award as well. For his leadership in green research, innovative educational practices, and service, Dr. Miller is a worthy award recipient. Catherine W. Osterjung, Plant Biology, College of Natural Science. Dr. Osterjung is an international authority and pioneer in chloroplast division in plants. She discovered the very first chloroplast division gene. Her discovery launched a new field of research, and she has been honored as a fellow of 2 professional associations. Her courses are student-centric. She uses many teaching tools, including animations, videos, and the internet. Undergraduate researchers. Her students do lab research and make presentations at various scientific meetings. This award recognizes Dr. Osterjung as a role model, a dedicated mentor and teacher, and an internationally renowned scholar. David C. Rail, College of Music. Dr. Rail has brought national and international distinction to the college. He bridges research to practice, connecting performers and teachers. He is a 17th and 18th century choral music scholar, notably of Mozart. He is active on the international stage, including festivals in Austria, Brazil, South Korea, and Canada. His peers consider his classes the standard for scholarship in graduate conducting programs nationwide. His teaching has been recognized by numerous awards, the MSU Teacher Scholar Award and the college's Withrow Award. For his significant accomplishments as conductor, scholar, teacher, administrator, and mentor, Dr. Rail is most deserving of this award. Edward J. Rothwell, Electrical and Computer Engineering, College of Engineering. An international leader in electromagnetics, Dr. Rothwell has advanced numerous technologies. He is a pioneer of the e-pulse technique for target detection, which is useful in medicine and to the military. He invented an antenna that reconfigures itself and improves its own performance. Building on this innovation, Army engineers fielded low-profile antennas on vehicles, saving many lives. He is a brilliant lecturer and natural mentor. He has received several MSU Teaching Awards, including the very first College's Withrow Award in 1991, and again in 1996, 2006, and 2012. For his exceptional research and teaching and the international prominence he has brought to MSU, Dr. Rothwell is greatly deserving of this award. Michael D. Shields, Accounting and Information Systems, Eli Broad College of Business. Dr. Shields' studies on budgets, performance measurement, and performance incentives address issues for businesses, government, and nonprofits. His work spans economics, psychology, and sociology. His research contributes to the interface between academic research and accounting practices. He has published more than 70 articles and published 4 books. He's a founder and developing or primary organizer of more than 20 international conferences. Dr. Shields mentors many young scholars from Champaign-Urbana to Hong Kong and London. For his significant research contributions, as well as his role as an international leader in his field, Dr. Shields is a highly deserving recipient of this award. Julie S. Wade, Psychology, College of Social Science. Dr. Wade has distinguished herself as a researcher, teacher, mentor, and administrator. She researches the mechanisms regulating structural and behavioral changes in the nervous system and muscles that control particular behaviors. Her approach spans both biomedical and basic science and is funded by the NIH and the NSF. She mentors at all levels and has supervised many honors students' research. She has always been a willing reader and mentor to junior faculty seeking external funding and has made this a main priority as department chairperson. For her research accomplishments, work as a teacher and mentor, her professional and university service, of this award. Stephen F. Zeff, Physics and Astronomy, College of Natural Science. Dr. Zeff is a world-class scholar of observational and computational astronomy. Among his honors is the prestigious Hubble Fellowship Award. He investigates globular cluster systems and X-ray binaries, accreting black holes and neutron stars in galaxies. He discovered the first known black hole in a globular cluster. He built the world-leading team studying accreting neutron star and black hole populations. He is funded both by NASA and the National Science Foundation. Students consistently note his enthusiasm and clarity. Among his students are recipients of the Goldwater Fellowship and the NSF Graduate Fellowship. Dr. Zeff excels in teaching, scholarship, service, and outreach. A distinguished, he is richly deserving of this award. Next, we present the Teacher Scholar Awards. These awards are conferred upon faculty to demonstrate the value that MSU places on outstanding teaching. These faculty have earned the respect of students, their skilled performance in the classroom, and their outstanding scholarship. President Simon will present honorees with a certificate and award stipend of $2,000. Dr. Hewitt, please come forward.
Rebecca Jacobson, Teacher Education, College of Education. Dr. Jacobson's students explore creating equitable educational opportunities for all students by considering how social, political, and economic forces shape the education experience. She and her students work with educators to develop school-family partnerships. She is invited to speak throughout the country. Her research on using educational data is groundbreaking for its experimental design to test the effects of school performance reports on citizens' views of schools. For her passion and skill in engaging students in serious inquiry, her innovative research and efforts to foster democratic participation in public schools, Dr. Jacobson is an outstanding representative of this award. Derek Polischuk, College of Music. Dr. Polischuk is an acclaimed piano soloist and collaborative artist. He commissions music, guest lectures, writes grants, publishes, and organizes conferences. A gifted instructor, he inspires and motivates students from doctoral performance majors to children with Asperger's syndrome. He is involved in communities through the MSU Community Music School and Cornerstone Schools in Detroit. His research informs his teaching, and his community engagement informs his research. His case study about working with a young piano student with Asperger's syndrome demonstrates this integrative approach. As an outstanding teacher, scholar, and performing artist, Dr. Polischuk represents the depth and versatility that MSU celebrates in its faculty and is most deserving of this award. Carrie Roseth, Counseling, Educational Psychology, and Special Education, College of Education. Dr. Roseth's work is profiled in the book Nurture Shock. His research in preschools suggests that allowing children to resolve their disputes may lead to greater affiliation and less frequent aggressive conflict, and further suggests this may be necessary for children to develop social competencies and understand fairness and cooperation. In 2012, he was awarded the AT&T Instructional Technology Award for Best Blended Course by designing a management platform with the course's common meeting area replacing the face-to-face classroom. For his exceptional and innovative research and enthusiastic and inventive approach to teaching, he is a most deserving award recipient. Though unable to be with us, I would like to acknowledge Jeff Sakamoto, Chemical Engineering and Materials Science, College of Engineering. Welcome. I kept looking back at the chair. Before coming to MSU, Dr. Sakamoto was at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California, researching materials for energy conversion and storage and biomedicine. His efforts helped lithium-ion batteries in the Mars rover survive the harsh Mars climate. At JPL, he began a collaborative effort on integrating NASA microfabrication technology into scaffolds for spinal cord repair. He made prototypes that demonstrated considerable promise. With his research experience, he inspires students. His outreach includes the NSF Spinal Systems for Teens and the Society for Women in Engineering sponsored program for high school girls. His introduction of undergraduates to research problems, K-12 outreach, and leadership in energy and biomedical research make him most deserving of this award. Tobias Schoner, Supply Chain Management, Eli Broad College of Business. As a new professor, Dr. Schoner developed an academic service learning component for undergraduate procurement classes. To gain problem-solving experience, students applied course content to projects in nonprofit organizations. This initiative has yielded more than $500,000 in savings for nonprofit organizations. Students say these projects are the most worthwhile class project at MSU, and recruiters say among the most innovative and valuable projects. An internationally renowned researcher, his work is redefining industry practice and receiving significant industry funding. He is a leader in professional associations and is an associate editor at a premier journal. For his commitment to teaching, innovative pedagogy, exceptional reputation as a researcher, Dr. Schoner is most deserving of this award. Alexander W. Shingleton, Zoology, College of Natural Science. As part of an NSF career grant, Dr. Shingleton started the Program for Undergraduate Research in Life Sciences, or PEARL. This immerses freshmen into research through seminars and research rotations and internships in faculty labs, setting them on a path to become scientists. The program also successfully brings underserved student populations into research. He also developed evolutionary biology for non-biologists, a graduate course in MSU's Beacon Center, which exposes computer science students to the latest ideas in evolutionary biology in an interactive format, providing a foundation to build their own integrative research. For his commitment to help students become scholars, his work in Beacon, and internationally recognized research, Dr. Shingleton is a most deserving recipient of this award. Next, we will award the Outreach Scholarship Community Partnership Award. This award acknowledges faculty engaged in community-based research and whose work is contextual, scholarly, and has a positive impact. Equally important, this award recognizes the community organizations with which faculty collaborate. These partnerships embody our land-grant philosophy and serve to improve the lives of others. President Simon will present honorees with a certificate and a $1,500 stipend. Dr. Daniel Gould, our faculty honoree, is donating his stipend to a scholarship fund being set up in memory for his daughter, Kristen. Dr. Hsu?
Daniel R. Gould, Department of Kinesiology, College of Education. Also honored are Daniel S. Varner and Tim Ritchie, Think Detroit Police Athletic League. We honor Dr. Gould and the staff of the Institute for the Study of Youth Sports, and Mr. Varner, Mr. Ritchie, and the staff of TDP. TDP is a nonprofit devoted to youth development, building character in young people through athletic, academic, and leadership programs. 11,000 participate in TDP sports activities. Dr. Gould is widely recognized for his research to practice approach. He has more than 150 publications and more than 100 dissemination service publications. Mr. Varner is CEO of Excellent Schools Detroit and was CEO of TDP at the initiation of the partnership. Mr. Ritchie is current CEO of TDP. Both are passionate about improving the lives of vulnerable children. This university community collaboration is an excellent example of scholarship-guided outreach with practical and theoretical significance and long-term partnership. It merits recognition for making a difference in the lives of Detroit youth. Next, the Distinguished Academic Staff Awards, awarded to academic specialists and MSU Extension academic staff for extraordinary achievements, excellence, and exceptional contributions in advising, curriculum development, outreach, extension, research, and teaching. Honorees receive a certificate and $2,500 stipend. L. Charles Boekmeyer, Accounting and Information Systems, Eli Broad College of Business. Dr. Boekmeyer's CPA experiences led him to a commitment of educating students about what is behind financial numbers. He brings in news clippings of business events to illustrate accounting so that his students actually see the people and the businesses. He advises the Accounting Student Association and Honors College students. Both undergraduate and graduate students and the Michigan Association of CPAs have honored him as Teacher of the Year. For his tireless commitment to students, ability to make a complex subject come to life, and passion for making accounting fun, Dr. Boekmeyer is a most deserving recipient of this award. Deborah A. Dotterer, Dean's Office. College of Natural Science. Ms. Dotterer exemplifies sustained excellence in comprehensive service. Faculty say she is the first and best resource in the entire college. She is founding president of the Michigan Academic Advising Association. Nationally, she is mentor to junior advisors. She participates in campus-wide advising initiatives such as the Academic Pillar of the Neighborhoods. She continues to skillfully and sensitively advise individual students, honors college students, and students in academic difficulties. One advisee even said, "She believed I could do it when others suggested I quit and find a new path." For her exemplary support of students, faculty, deans, MSU, and academic advisors nationwide, Ms. Dodderer is recognized with this award. Jane M. Herbert. Greening Michigan Institute, MSU Extension, and College of Agriculture and Natural Resources. Ms. Herbert is a national expert on inland lake management. She led in creating the Michigan Natural Shoreline Partnership, bringing together academia, industry, regulatory agencies, and nonprofits. She also led the effort for a certified training program for professional landscape and marine contractors focusing on lake-friendly shoreline designs. With grants totaling more than $1 million, she has brought water resource management to Michigan residents. Many lake associations indicate that her work has added value to their lives by protecting their lakes. For her commitment to managing water resources and successfully working with lakeshore owners to promote environmentally sustainable shorelines, Ms. Herbert is most deserving of this award. Arlene E. Sierra, Radiology, Colleges of Human Medicine and Osteopathic Medicine. Ms. Sierra has served in three different colleges, having taught a variety of classes from freshmen to medical students. She has guided students at all levels, and many even return to campus to thank her. She is engaged in research in radiology and healthcare. Her study of the benefits of electronic health records has been impactful far beyond MSU. She helped bring cross-sectional imaging technology to MSU's clinical center. First, the CT scan, and then the MRI, which resulted in assembling the state's preeminent medical imaging operations at MSU. She has worked tirelessly to improve medical access for women in the UAE and provide health care to Mayan children in Mexico. For her enduring, resolute commitment to the mission of the university, it is fitting that Ms. Sierra receive this award. Next, the Excellence in Teaching Citations, honoring graduate teaching assistants who distinguish themselves by the care they show in meeting their classroom responsibilities and their enthusiasm for mastering the art of teaching. These graduate assistants receive a certificate and $1,000 stipend. Dr. Hewitt.
Sean Bruno, Chemistry, College of Natural Science. Mr. Bruno has dedicated himself to giving students every opportunity to succeed. He makes chemistry understandable. His teaching has been recognized by a departmental fellowship and by the MSU Student Affairs Learning Leader. He relates material to students' potential career choices, improving their interest in the subject and clarifying its relevance in their lives. His research is on synthesizing novel compounds from inexpensive, non-toxic, and abundant elements. His research has led to publications in peer-reviewed journals and presentations at international conferences. Mr. Bruno is a valuable asset to his department and professional discipline and is a most deserving candidate for this award. Mlado Ivanovic, Philosophy, College of Arts and Letters. Students say that Mr. Ivanovic, a Serbian native, relates challenging concepts to real-life experiences. He refers to his own uprooting by the conflicts in the former Yugoslavia in order to make vivid human rights and international justice. One of his finest skills is guiding students on how to appropriately balance intellectual detachment and personal engagement. Having lived in Vienna, Istanbul, Belgrade, he embodies the transcultural realities that students must be informed by as our lives increasingly intersect. He has presented papers at academic conferences in the U.S. and abroad. He has been key in developing a successful proposal to host an NEH seminar on development ethics. Mr. Ivanovic's teaching and research accomplishments make him a deserving recipient of this award. Patrick K. Johnson, College of Music. Mr. Johnson uses his expertise as a concert pianist and music theorist to enrich students' understanding of music while helping them analyze and think critically about it. An already accomplished artist, scholar, he has performed in a variety of venues as a soloist and with professional symphonies, recorded on albums, and held prestigious positions as a church organist. His performance spanned classical, popular, and sacred genres. He's an active member of the National Society for Music Theory. Mr. Johnson has distinguished himself by achieving excellence as a music theory instructor and pianist. He has a tremendously promising career ahead of him and is highly deserving of this award. Faith Muirhead, Teacher Education, College of Education. Ms. Muirhead is generous, caring, invested. She describes teaching as learning about students and their communities. She came here as an accomplished New York City mathematics teacher. Drawing on her own experience, she introduces students to the challenges and joys of working in urban schools. Marginalized students succeed. Her enthusiastic commitment to teaching affects everyone positively, her students, other teacher education students, and faculty. For her exemplary teaching, commitment to improving the preparation of teachers in urban settings, and commitment to the education of often marginalized students, Ms. Muirhead is truly deserving of this award. Samantha Nazioni, Communication, College of Communication Arts and Sciences. Ms. Nazioni's interest blossomed when she was an MSU freshman studying communication. She has since entered the PhD program determined to share that passion and has taught a range of classes from large lecture to small to online. Her research interests in healthcare communications led her to develop the course, Health Communication in Healthcare Settings. The blend of students allowed discussion on emerging healthcare issues from many perspectives. She has presented conference papers and published journal articles in both medicine and communication. Her teaching and research accomplishments make Ms. Nazioni a most deserving recipient of this award. Jessica Russell, Communication, College of Communication Arts and Sciences. Ms. Russell's approach empowers students to be active learners and creators of knowledge rather than passive consumers of information. Her research in health and risk communication has resulted in 7 refereed articles and presentations at national conferences. Her scholarship extends to community service. She is part of the grant team, Strive for a Safer Drive, which seeks to decrease automobile accidents in Michigan counties with poor records. She helps recruit high schools, work with students on communicating, and evaluates results. An enthusiastic teacher and promising scholar, immersely dedicated to her discipline, Ms. Russell has truly distinguished herself as a deserving award recipient. Now, the Robert F. Banks Award for Institutional Leadership. This award is given to a member of the MSU faculty, academic staff, or support staff in recognition of extraordinary and sustained institutional leadership in formal and informal settings that advance MSU's commitment to connectivity, quality, and inclusion. The honoree receives a certificate and an award stipend for $3,000. This year's award recipient is Elizabeth H. Simmons, Lyman Briggs College. Dr. Simmons came to MSU with an international reputation in theoretical particle physics and a national recognition for supporting underrepresented groups in the sciences. She received an NSF Career Award and a USDOE Outstanding Young Investigator Award, was elected American Physics Society Fellow, received a number of grants, actively publishes, and is regularly invited to speak around the world. She actively supports women in science, founding a program to encourage high school girls to pursue studies and careers in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. She led Lyman Briggs from a college back to an independent residential college, successfully working with administrators, students, and faculty in science and non-science disciplines. She emphasizes a healthy work-life balance. Her Briggs faculty and staff greatly appreciate this. For her broad spectrum of activities leading to excellence and inclusivity, MSU honors Dr. Simmons with this award. Those we've honored today join individuals who have made significant contributions to advancing knowledge and transforming lives. Like the sower adorning Beaumont Tower, you have cultivated an environment of intellectual vitality. Your dedication and passion are infectious, a catalyst to the process of learning, discovery, and problem solving. I ask now all of our honorees to stand so that we may recognize you as a group. Thank you all for joining us this afternoon to celebrate Michigan State University and those who make it excellent. I would like to take a moment to encourage you to join us on Friday at 4:00 at the Kellogg Center Big Ten Room A for another important ceremony, the Excellence in Diversity Awards. Now everyone, please join us in the Chrisman Lobby for conversation and to congratulate individuals. Thank you.